Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Hour number two here on this day for the Pat Miller program. It's called Flock for the Box 2. Sounds like a great big, huge event, a great big rock concert, a great big happening, and it's all that stuff, okay? Let's get started. Let me go over here. I've got two guests. The second one I'll get to in a minute, but let's welcome back somebody who's been here several times, Monica Kelsey from Safe Haven Baby Boxes. Hey, you.
Hey, you.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'd like somebody right now to take like a hat pin and shove it in my sciatic on the lower right-hand side. But other than that, I'm good.
I could be that person if you give me a hat pin.
And that's what scares me. I sit and talk about it. You have had incredible success with Safe Haven Baby Boxes, and you have told me that now nationwide total, we're now up to 75 boxes. How nuts is that?
Yeah, well, and I just wanted to save a few babies in Indiana.
Yeah, and now you're all over the place.
Christ had a different job for me, for sure.
You've been to Japan to talk about it, right?
I have. I was at a conference, a baby box conference. I mean, what?
Well, you know, in Yahashimika. So now you've come back for people that forget. In fact, one of the most fun things I ever did, you are married to Joe Kelsey, who's the mayor of Woodburn. And I remember when, for a time, he had to go do his military thing. He had to step away for a bit, and you became the mayor.
I did.
But they invited me to come out and to speak at that event that day, held at the Woodburn Gymnasium. I had so much fun out there.
That was the worst job I ever had, Pat.
Being the mayor?
Being the mayor.
Or listening to me do that speech?
No, the mayor. People complaining about their trash. I just wanted to just bury my head in the sand and just walk away and go get a drink is what really.
I didn't drink till I became the mayor of Woodburn.
And I only held that spot for 31 days. Yeah. But I did put a baby box in Woodburn while I was gone.
See? Hi, honey. Welcome home. Guess what
hey,
we
guess
did?
Guess what?
Guess what we did? Well, you've got quite an event coming up this Saturday. And it is going to be absolutely incredible. And to do it, you have linked up with the Handsome Boys Motorcycle Club. Now, I will tell you, Christian is here. Herder, is that how I say it?
That's correct, Pat.
Okay. And he's here with her today. And he's from the Handsome Boys Motorcycle Club. And I must tell you, when I read all this stuff, I'm a little disappointed because I thought, you know, I thought it was going to be just like the Marines when they made me an honorary Marine. I thought, well, Handsome Boys. Come on. There's no certificate of anything. There's no plaque. I'm not being an honorary member and voted in for this. So I'm just moderately to slightly offended.
I feel absolutely horrified that I didn't come more prepared, but that is something that can definitely be remedied.
Motorcycle Club, do you hear his voice? I looked at him just 5 minutes ago and said, you drive a Harley, don't you? And he, yeah, I do ride a Harley. Yeah. I ride a Harley. What do you ride?
I ride a Honda.
I ride a Schwinn. Does that count?
Yeah. I ride a Ford Fusion. In fact, I told somebody the other day, they wanted to know. They said, well, we're doing this marathon run. And I'm like, yeah. And they said, and you could come out and be part of it. And I'm like, yeah. And they said, you'd only have to do the 5 miles. I said, stop right there. I said, you know those new rest areas that they have on I-69? That's because I get winded driving my Ford. Okay? So I don't need all that other stuff. So now talk to me now. Let's get serious. Serious, as we say in the South. Let's talk about what exactly is happening now in this thing that's coming up Saturday and this combination between the Handsome Boys Motorcycle Club and Safe Haven Baby Boxes. What's going on Saturday?
Well, this is the second annual time that we've done this. The first time was last year during this same month, the third Saturday.
Okay.
And this all started because of the United Motorcycle Enthusiasts, which is a conglomeration of motorcycle clubs in Northeast Indiana, Northwest Ohio, and Southern Michigan. And we all team up to help put together some events for the purpose of bettering our community. The one thing that we kind of discovered is that, you know, as detached as the population is right now with things that are going on the state level and the federal level,
yep.
The one thing that is very agreed upon is that the one thing that we can do is help our neighbors and help our local municipalities. And when we ended up meeting up with the Safe Haven Baby Boxes in Monica, this seemed like such a perfect fit that we could all do some community outreach and philanthropy for the greater good.
Yeah. Well, you first heard about baby boxes how long ago? Because, Monica, how long ago did you start? I mean, the first time I had you in here was, what, 4 years ago?
I think, yeah, I think in 2016, so well, maybe 17 I was okay. in here. You know what? I think you had me on when the first baby was saved.
Yes.
Which was 2017.
Okay. So we've been around for a while. Mm-hmm. And then you guys first heard about them when?
The first time they were brought to our attention was actually at a United Motorcycle Enthusiast meeting. And actually, it wasn't Monica. Someone else from the organization came and did a presentation about it. And
oh, that nice person they have.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's okay.
Correct. And the one thing that was amazing is we were up at Auburn at the Godfather's Motorcycle Club clubhouse discussing this. And out of all the UME meetings that we had gone to, there had never been one where everyone perked up and said, what a purpose and what a cause to be in to be in favor of. I mean, you can take out politics, you can take out religion. The one thing that this organization does is save lives, literally.
The baby in the box, I don't care if it's white or black or Hispanic or Asian. I don't care if it's going to grow up to be a Democrat or a Republican. I'm going to do all I can to help.
Me too.
but yeah, I don't care what the circumstance was where the mother just came to the end of herself and said, I can't do this. I'm just glad when she came to the end of that, and Christian, just bear me out in this, whatever reason caused her to put the baby in there, thank goodness there was a box for it to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Somebody had the vision to do that.
Well, and one thing that we've always admired about the Safe Haven Baby Box organization, too, is it's just not boxes.
Yeah.
And the way that we came in to have such a mutual admiration for what we do and what they do is the fact that they have counseling. They have a hotline.
Right.
They have a way to help these troubled mothers and these conflicted mothers in an impossible situation, help them through this really difficult time. And as a last case scenario, if a baby box is needed, it is there and available. And when we decided to take this on as our lead charity for not only the Handsome Boys Motorcycle Club, but for the United Motorcycle Enthusiasts, we knew that this was something that we not only had to do, but we had to do it annually.
Yeah.
Because we then get to coattail on what Monica is doing and feel like we also are part of the greater solution.
Monica, you know what I love about this?
What?
Is with his voice, you know, he's a bulky guy. You know, he is the quintessential motorcycle rider.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and yet you talk about these defenseless little babies, and they melt like butter.
Oh, Pat, you know what? Last year we had baby Grace, who was our third baby placed in one of our boxes in the Hammond baby box in the hospital, and she comes with us everywhere when we do these events. And you should have seen these guys. She had them to their knees. I mean, they were like big teddy bears with this little baby.
Yeah.
And she's going to be there again on Saturday with us.
Really?
Yes. So we're super excited to have baby Grace. And she's kind of, I honestly think she's going to be riding a motorcycle one day. I just do.
As a Republican.
Republican.
I'm going to be so in trouble. There you go, Caleb Blakesley. That's every morning from 5 to 9. You're, of course, tuned right now to the Pat Miller Program. Hey, thanks for being with us. And we've got some special guests here. Monica Kelsey, who we know very, very well with Safe Haven Baby Boxes, and our new friend, Christian Herriter. I tried to put in the second I in there like it's French, and I'm not going to do it. It's Herriter.
That's the Americanized version, but I appreciate the attempt.
Well, you know. In other words, give it up, fat boy, and don't try that again. All right. So with this motorcycle run, it's going to start at the 469 Cycle Shop, which is way out on Paulding Road there in New Haven. It's the cycle shop you can see from 469 as you're going around the city.
That's correct.
A fairly new building and all that.
It is, yes.
Yeah, okay, so that's where everything starts. If you're not going to be part of the ride itself, if you're not going to ride a bike or a classic car or something in the ride, don't go there. Right? It's all going to end at MVP Lanes. And you say, where the heck is MVP Lanes? And that's what used to be the Wayne Lanes Bowling there at Lake and Coliseum.
That's correct. Our brother in the Handsome Boys Motorcycle Club, Austin Bruner, partnered up with some people to completely revitalize and renovate the old Wayne Rec Center and turn it into MVP Lanes, which will end up being the most state-of-the-art facility for bowling, dining, drinking, everything you could possibly imagine.
You had me at drinking, Christian.
Yeah. It's going to be wonderful. And this is actually serving as a soft opening for that facility as well, because we're setting everything up in the parking lot.
So this isn't we swept the front porch and we put up a new sign. I mean, they've gone in this building and just absolutely redone it.
Yeah, Austin and the ownership group over there have completely gutted this building and put in brand new lanes, brand new pins, returns, bumpers. They are also going to be the first restaurant in Northeast Indiana has a bottom-up draft machine, which I'm not sure if you've seen that. Instead of pouring a draft beer from a tap, you set the glass down and the beer comes up from the bottom, so there's no spillage. It's going to be pretty amazing.
I don't drink, and I'd like to watch that.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's we're very excited about
Wait
this.
A minute, can you do that no spillage thing with a Dr. Pepper? That's all I want. that's all I want to know. So people will pay $20 per bike or per classic car if they're going to be in the drive in the ride.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's part of the fundraising. And then when we get out to MVP lanes. People, will they be able to buy food out there and things
yes,
like that?
Yes, we're going to have Nelson's Chicken out there. We're going to have all sorts of food vendors and drinks available. We're going to be having a live band afterwards.
Okay.
But from 4 o'clock on, we're going to be doing a live auction where we're going to be raising funds. And that's the primary spot where we raise the most money because last year we raised enough to install a baby box, and we're hoping to at least double or triple that this time
around. Let's talk about that. When you guys install a baby box, per box, that's roughly how much?
To do the program, it's right at about $10,000.
Okay.
But we don't take any government funds or state funds.
Right.
Every fund that we raise is from people like the Handsome Boys Motorcycle Club that help us.
That's why nobody's telling you what to do.
I don't want anybody telling me what to do. Not even Joe Kelsey, the mayor of Woodburn, tells me what to do.
Yeah, that's why you put the box in when he was out of town. But the baby boxes, and just real quick, folks, these are the boxes that we've talked about now for over the last 4 years. Where we now have had at least 12 babies that have been saved through the baby boxes. So to the in Indiana, so to the senator down at the State House a couple years ago and go, well, they've only saved one baby. Okay, just in Pat Miller Greek, blow it out your pie hole. To save these babies is amazing. To hear sometimes the testimony of the young ladies – and the young men who sometimes have done this. The baby box is there. They are at near hospitals. They're near firehouses. They're in very secure places, well-lit places. People can come at 2 in the afternoon or 2 in the morning, and you're not giving away the child because you don't love the child. You're giving away the child because you do. And you realize, we got pregnant, and I had the baby, and I didn't want to abort it because I think it's wrong, and it is. But this is a way that I can give this child a new life. And you open the box, you put the baby in there. Inside is a compression bottom. So as soon as the baby's laid there, it signals to the close firehouse or the hospital, there's a baby in the box. Average time is what, 2 minutes?
Yeah, 2 minutes is the average time. The longest time a baby's been in our box is 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Okay, which is not long.
No.
They're heated. They're air conditioned, so they're not being hurt while they're in the box. And so before long, a fireman or some kind of a health professional is out there with the baby, taking them in, and they start their new life. And maybe they're like baby Grace, who we're going to see Saturday, who's really going to have a great life. I'm looking for the day when we have a banquet and we have 15 and 16-year-old young ladies and young men that come and stand on the stage with you all. I was number 12. I was number 37. I was number 2. What an incredible time!
Man, that just
be.
Gives me goosebumps hearing that.
Will that not be crazy?
That will be the ultimate.
Yep.
Love right there.
You guys can be part of it. I got to run. We're out of time. But $20 for entry if you're a bike or if you're a classic car. Get out there on East Paulding Road, way out in the 10,000 block at the 469 Cycle Shop, just inside the Loop. If you're not going to be riding, no sense going out there, but be about 3 o'clock, get to the MVP Lanes. That's the newly refurbished Wayne Bowling Alley there at the corner of Lake and Coliseum. Be ready. Bring a pocket full of cash. They're going to have a live auction. They'll even take money just even if you don't buy something. They're not proud people. So listen, guys, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you very much for doing this,
Christian, and your guys. If I don't make it Saturday, and I'm really going to try to make it. If I don't make it, tell your brothers I appreciate what they're doing.
Certainly will. And a lot of them are listening, and we're all big fans, and we really appreciate it.
Guys, if you're listening, proud of you, okay? To you, you know I love you.
I love you too, Pat.
Like life itself. I love what you do.
I'm your fourth wife.
And I now love you as well.
Okay, but you can't be one of my wives.
That's funny.
I draw lines at certain places.
Boundaries are good.
We're going to be back straight ahead. This is Pat Miller with you here on WoWo 1190 AM 107.5 FM.
Podcasts by Federated Media.